Good morning, my buddies. I'm Julian. Nice to meet you through network. Hope we could spend a wonderful morning together. 大家早上好，我是 Julian， 很高兴又和您在空中见面了。希望能和您在此度过一个美好的清晨。We've learned many words to tell people to stop talking recently. Today, let's have a summary. Number one, just keep it down. 安静点。Number two.Shut your mouth, 闭嘴。Number three, watch your tongue, 说话小心点。Number four, shut the fuck up, 闭嘴。Number five, stop talking that, 给我闭嘴，别再说了，别说了。Number six, better left unsaid, 还是不说为好，还是闭嘴为好。Number seven, keep quiet about it, 闭嘴。不要说了。Number eight, not another word, 一句话都别说了，什么都别说了。Number nine, you're such a big talker, 你只会说说而已，你话真多，你就只会说而不会做的。Number ten, think before you act, 想好再做。Number eleven, think before you speak, 想好再说。Number twelve,Shake land up, 他闭口不言。All of the above sentences are from hit American films. 刚才总结的这些短句都来自于目前颇具人气的美国影片中。And today, I'd like to share a new expression with you, which means don't tell anyone. It's that when there is a secret to be kept. What it? Let's listen to a simple situational dialogue and find it.
Mouth shut.
I heard Beth's surprise birthday party is Sunday.
Keep your mouth shut about that. I don't want her to find out.
It is keep your mouth shut. 在这个短语中 ,keep 是使役动词 ,your mouth 是做 keep 的宾语 ,shut 是动词 ,shut 的过去分词。注意 ,shut 的过去式跟它的过去分词是一样的 ,shut 是个闭音节，那么它的现在分词要双写 t 加上 ing, 在这里作为动词用做宾语的补足语。这个结构就是 keep 加上名词加上形容词跟 make 加上名词加上形容词的意思是一样的。从字面上的意思来看，保持你的嘴巴是关着的，那意思就是这是秘密，跟任何人都不要说。 If we want to express 对某事或某人要保密， It is keep your mouth shut about something or somebody. Alright, let's put it into practice. Please translate the following sentences into English. Number one, 在得到我允许之前，你一定要守口如瓶，明白了吗？ Number two, 不要说了，没人对你的话感兴趣。Number three, 不要跟人说起我这枚戒指的事儿。Think don't hard, and the answer will be given later.Number one, 在得到我允许之前，你一定要守口如瓶，明白了吗？ The translation of it is, You keep your mouth shut unless I give you permission to open it, understood? And this sentence often means to make something public. Understood 是个省略句。Whole sentences of it is, Are you understood? We have a very familiar sentence which is, Do you understand? The Chinese translation of them are the same.And then what's the differences between them? 本句中 understood 是个省略句，完整的句子是 Are you understood? 用的是被动语态，而我们再熟悉不过的一个句子 Do you understand? 用的是主动语态，中文翻译是一样的，但是这两句话使用的场景就不同了。 Are you understood? 这句话含有的意思是你给我听清楚了吗？你给我弄明白了吗？这就含有训斥别人的意味在里面。那么我们经常所说大老大，那么就会这样说话。而 do you understand? 就是一般的口吻问别人明白了某样东西没有。因此要注意语态的正确运用，使用错了可会引起矛盾和误会。不要说了，没有人对你所有东西感兴趣。The translation of it is, You keep your mouth shut. No one here cares what you think.不要跟别人提及关于我这枚戒指的事。The translation of it is, You keep your mouth shut about the ring. Of course, you have your way to translate it. Whatever you do it, that's fine if it's grammatical sentence. Above is original words from hit American films or TV series. And now, please listen to me to read the dialogue to see what's the differences between my speech and recording. I heard Bear's surprise birthday party is on Sunday. Keep your mouth shut about it. I don't want her to find out. You should pay attention to the following places. Number 1. Beth surprise. Beth 的发音的结尾是跟 surprise 的第一个音标相同，因此这一个辅音词就不发出来了。那么 Beth 的尾音是 z， 这一个读音又和 surprise 的第一个音词相似，因此 z 这个音也不发了。So it should be pronounced as Beth surprise. 注意了，重音在第三个音节，第一个和第二个是次重音。Number 2 is on. 这里 is 是以辅音 z 结尾， on 是以元音 o 开头。根据连读规则进行连读，就是 is on. Please pay attention to there is not any stresses falling on the two syllables. Number 3.Shut about that. Shut 是以清辅音而且是爆破音 t 结尾， about 是以元音 r 开头，前一个单词的音标为辅音，后面一个单词的开头的音标为元音，这个辅音和这个元音进行连读就是 t， 清辅音在元音面前转化为浊辅音就读为 t。 About 是以 t 结尾， t 在辅音 s 前面不发音，因此 shut about that 就读为 shut about it。The stress is forced on the first and third syllable. Number 2. Want her to find out. 2 在美语中的发音是 the find 是以辅音 the 结尾， out 是以双元音 out 开头。根据连读规则将其进行连读就是 find out. There are two sentences in this dialogue being worth polishing in. Number 1. I heard Beth's surprise birthday party is on Sunday. 我听说 Beth 的令人惊喜的生日晚会定于周日进行。在这一句中 ,surprise 是名词，但是用作定语，可以改为 surprising. Number 2. I don't want her to find out. 我不想让她知道。To find out.在这里是动词不定式做宾语和的补足语。What's more, in this sentence, find out means to know, 意思是知道。For example, must find out the customers of other countries so that they will not think us ill-mannered. 我们必须知道别的国家的习俗，免得他们会认为我们没有礼貌。Another sentence is, find out that the conditions of contact are.弄清楚合同的条件是什么。Here, 这 means to make something certain, 意思是弄清楚的意思。Well, another sentence, I shall make it my business to find out who is responsible. 我要查出是谁的责任。In this sentence, it means to get the exact answer by the examination. 这是查明找出。If the boss should be found out about this, has will roll. 万一被老板发现了，饭碗就保不住了。在这句中意思是发现。Well, it's time to say goodbye to you. Have a nice day. Thank you for your listening this time. See you next time. 好了，又要和大家暂时在空中告别了。祝您度过愉快的一天。感谢您的支持收听，下次再会。